You can be seated. Good morning, everyone. I do greet you in Jesus' name. I think it'd be good if we could do a prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning and we do thank you for this day and we thank you for this gathering. And Lord, we just ask that you would be with us today and you would feed us your manna and just pray for myself. Just help me and also pray for the other brothers that are sharing. Lord, we pray for the ones in Bolivia and just pray that you would be with them and give them a good day in the Lord. And we also pray for all the other churches that are gathering in your name this morning. Just pray that you would be with them all. We thank you for this time. We pray this in your name. Amen. So this morning, for the title of the thoughts I have here is Anchored on the Rock. I was thinking about the song, Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life, and that's kind of how this came about. And I was just challenged with the words, like, do I have a sure foundation? How strong are we in God? Are we, I'll just read that first line here. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor hold or firm remain? And, it just came to me, how strong am I? How is my relationship with God? Am I anchored on the Lord? And I thought of the parable in Matthew 27. I think it's in Matthew and also in Luke 6:46. That's where I'll read of the wise man and the foolish man. And that's so I'll read that here. Luke 6:47. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show him to whom he is like. He is like a man that built his house and digged deep. He laid a foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently on the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. And then, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, building a house upon the earth, against which the storm did beat vehemently, and it immediately fell, and the ruin of the house was great. And I just want to bring out how the wise man, his house wasn't even shaken when the storm came. He wasn't affected by it. His house wasn't even shaken. He wasn't swayed by the storm that came. Because his foundation was right and it was deep. He had dug deep and it probably took a bit longer time and he had made sure it was right. Also, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 4, 11 through 13. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. I'm not sure if that fits very well, but just that we're going to be tried. And if our foundation isn't correct, it will not hold in the long run. It's not gonna hold. Also, 1 Corinthians 9:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And just making sure that our foundation is right So when the storms do come, that we're not taken all of a sudden off of our feet and we fall, that we're prepared. And that's just kind of what is what I want to share is having a firm foundation that is built upon the rock and not swaying. Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. And I thought of an illustration of of a boat on the water, and if your anchor isn't heavy enough, it's really not going to dig in and hold, but it doesn't take much of an anchor to hold when it's all calm and it's not windy. But we will face things and storms will come, and if our walk with the Lord is too shallow, we're not going to hold, we're not going to stand. And when I'm put to the test, the reality is when the rubber meets the road and our everyday living is the fruits of our life, I can say what I want, but what is coming out of my life really is evidence. What's just coming out, what I do every day, and the fruits of my life, that's the truth. And so that, it's just the way it is. Also, I want to have a verse in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. I know for myself, I sometimes waver in my faith, just by the things that are going on around me, and just the question I ask is, do I have a single eye for God? Do we take our eyes off the Lord and forget the whole reason why we are here? And it came to me. I thought about when Peter was walking on the water. He was walking a little bit and he took his eyes off the Lord and he started thinking. And it's easy for us to say that, to point out his error that he took his eyes off God. But I think sometimes here we do too, and that's when we spiritually sink, or that's when we need to cry to the Lord for help and look to Him. But my desire is for a deeper walk with the Lord and be rooted and grounded in Him more, and we can be like the tree that is planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. And it says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I think it's such a blessing that we can have a sure foundation. We can know that we are saved. The world around us is the changes and they're always wanting something else, and they're never satisfied. But Jesus fills that need if we look to Him and continue to drink from that spring of life in Jesus Christ. And He wants, His desire is to lift us up, and He wants to establish us upon the rock. That's His desire, is to that we can have a firm foundation and to lift us up, and we can be hiding in the cleft of the rock. He is stable. He's never changing, always the same. We can have that if we flee to the rock and are anchored upon that. And so the chorus, I really like the chorus in that song. That was really inspired me. It's just a blessing that I have an anchor. I'll just read it. I have an anchor that keeps my soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. And we have that anchor, and we can have it, and we can be grounded upon it. And just that really has been, that was a blessing to me, that we can be grounded upon the rock in the Savior's love, and the rock which cannot move. So I have a few more verses that I thought would be a blessing here. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Read that. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You know, he's faithful. He is a just and right God, and he's going to establish us and keep us from evil. Also in Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. That's a very beautiful verse. And also Deuteronomy 32:4, it's talking about God. He is a rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth, without iniquity, just and right is he. Don't have that much more. I've just been encouraged by looking at some of this. Also in Hebrews 6:19, I don't think I read this one off yet. That is actually on that song. It's the top of the verse, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Actually, I think I did already, but anyway, that's the hope we can have in the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. So I have one more verse I'd like to close with that I thought was very fitting. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. And I believe that's all I have. That's all I have.